Quad Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
How much do you pray for your children or your grandchildren as they are going to school, starting school, coming home from school? Well, today we're going to introduce you to Moms in Prayer. Debbie Smith is my guest. She is Missouri State Coordinator for Moms in Prayer International. Welcome, Debbie.
Thank you so much, Judy, for welcoming me today. I'm honored to be here on behalf of Moms in Prayer International.
Moms in Prayer has been around a while. Can you, first of all, give us a little bit of history of Moms in Prayer and how it started?
Well, actually, Moms in Prayer is celebrating their 40th year.
40?
Yes.
Wow, that makes me feel really old.
And it was started by a mom that was sending her son to junior high, and she just felt overwhelmed as he left the house and went out the door, and she called a friend, and she said, I think we need to start getting together and praying for our kids. And actually, it started in Canada. And she met, with a friend and prayed. And then some other people found out about it and they began praying with them. And then Focus on the Family actually found about it. And that is when it really took off, when it was aired on Focus on the Family.
You know, I think I heard that interview on Focus on the Family too.
Yeah, it was called Moms in Touch back then.
Moms in Touch, yep. That's right. And that's what we had when our kids went to Lutheran South. And that was a great thing to be able to do and get together with other moms. All right, so it was Moms in Touch. Then what happened?
Well, and then as it grew, it ended up being Moms in Prayer. They're located in California now, but they have Moms in Prayer in countries all around the world. And that's what we're getting together, all of us from all the different countries, in October in Ridgecrest.
Oh, that's neat. Boy, that's going to be a really big delegation. Look out, devil. Here comes these moms. So what are moms praying about today? What are some of the things that moms are praying for?
Well, Moms in Prayer really is singly focused. We pray for kids and we pray for schools. And our schools are really war zones anymore. They're under attack. It seems like our families are under attack since creation. You know, God made creation and the devil doesn't show up until he makes man and woman and makes a family. And Satan has been after our families ever since. But our schools, our kids are under a lot of pressure. There's pressure to conform to the world and our schools are very anti-God and they're anti-parents. And being a member of the Rockwood School District, I was really thrown well aware of that in 2021 when that email went out that made nationwide news where they were telling the principals and the teachers to basically hide or to not let the parents know some of the resources that they were teaching the kids.
Wow, really, in the Rockwood School District. And I'm sure that's not the only school district that happened in.
No, and so we just have to be alert. You know, Jesus told us to be alert that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And we just have to be aware of that. And since we have to take care of our kids, the best way to do that is to arm ourselves with the weapon that God has given us, and that is prayer.
So prayer groups, what do they look like?
So groups themselves are all different, but we use the same guidelines. We use our golden ticket, which is a prayer sheet. And our prayer sheets are based on an attribute of God. Maybe God, that week we would be doing God is holy, or God is our rock, or God is our strength, God is our protector. So we have an attribute of God, and then we go through these four steps of prayer. We start with praise, and that is on our attribute. So if our attribute that week is God is our creator, on the sheet would be the definition, and then would be scriptures that back up that definition.
Oh, the back of the definition.
Absolutely. And then one mom would start praising God for being our creator, you know, saying something like, God, we praise you that you are our creator and we see the beauty of you around us. And then another mom would say a sentence or two about God being our creator, knowing that since he formed all things, he controls all things. And you just kind of go back and forth like a beautiful song unto the Lord. So you start with praise.
And that brings joy to your heart, doesn't it?
It does. And it seems like it actually brings you into the throne of the Lord. And as you're in his presence and see his glory, you realize you're undone and that you are sinful. And it brings us to our next step, which is confession. And we silently sit before the Lord and then confess the things that we have done wrong. And then after we feel so excited because we've been cleansed and laid those burdens down, we go to a time of gratitude and thanksgiving where we praise God for answered prayer and we thank him for what he's done in our life. And then finally, after we thanked him and realized God was faithful before and God's going to be faithful again, we go to a time of intercession where we bring our kids through the throne and we bring our students, we bring teachers, faculty in schools, and we just bathe them in scripture.
So important, so important. So where have you seen God be faithful in answering prayers as you've been not just a Moms in Prayer coordinator, but part of a Moms in Prayer group?
Well, the God stories are the best part of all. I have seen God do little prayer answers, like, you know, kids getting onto teams or getting into college. And then there's been big things. We've seen kids healed of cancer. We had a mom that had a tumor and we prayed earnestly for her. And when they opened her up, the tumor was gone.
Oh, awesome.
We have seen God divinely protect people. And I think the biggest wow story happened about a year ago. We had a mom. Her daughter was a senior and she could tell her daughter was kind of drifting from God. They were requiring her to go to church and attend youth group because she lived at home. Mm-hmm. But over the summer, her senior year, she just seemed to lose her luster for Christ. She went to a local college and they could tell that she was beginning to lie and be deceptive toward her. And man, we just covered her in prayer and began praying and praying and praying. Well, the mom and her husband went out of town and left her with her brother. And she told her brother she was one place, but what she had gone to do is she went in the inner city to hang with some friends.
Mm.
And she left to go to her car, and they did not walk her to her car. And four inner city boys started following her, taunting her, you know, telling her to put out. And she began walking to her car faster, not realizing they were gaining on her. And finally, she got so frustrated with them, she turned and yelled at him and told him to stop. And they pushed her up against the car and held her at gunpoint.
Oh.
Yeah. When does something like that ever turn out okay? But the girl said that she felt like a boldness come over her. She grabbed her phone and she said, "I'm calling my mom." And she called 911. And the operator answered the phone. And she said, "I'm being held at gunpoint by these four boys." And the operator said, "Where are you?" And she said, "I don't even know where I am." And she said, "Well, we pinged you or located you." And immediately sirens blared and the boys ran off. But she stood there and no police came. The sirens were not for her. They were for someone else. And she actually got in her car and she said she drove three blocks before the police met up with her, which was still not that much time. But when you're in a dire situation like that, God moved on her behalf and protected her. It was really a direction change for her life. And right now she is so vibrant and just so obedient to God for saving her.
God is faithful. God is faithful. Debbie Smith is my guest and she is the Missouri coordinator for Moms in Prayer. And Mom, Debbie has six children, so I could say, "Mom, what is one of the most important things for a mom listening today to take away from this program?"
Well, I realize that all sorts of moms are listening. There are moms that have kids in public school. There's homeschooled moms. There's married and single moms. But we're all on the same team. We want our kids to know Christ and to fulfill their calling. And it's a lot to bear on your own. But when you have a prayer partner, when you're in a group and you have moms encircling you in prayer and praying for your kids, it strengthens you and encourages you. Single moms, I want you to know that God sees you. He knows you're tired and he's a rewarder of the faithful. And homeschool moms, God knows you're sacrificing. He cares. public school moms, your kids are entering a mission field every day, and you need to remember that our God is our rock, our shelter, and our defender. God will help our kids, not only physically, but mentally, and He will mold them into the warriors He called them to be. But we got to do our job and take them to church and lead them toward the cross, and then we need to pray over them. We need to pray earnestly.
Our rock, our shelter, and our defender. Yes, He is. And if you don't know Jesus Christ personally, Moms in Prayer can talk to you about Him personally as well, because He loves you for who you are and not who you should be. So He can help you be the best mom you could ever be if you surrender to Him. Missouri State Coordinator, Moms in Prayer International, Debbie Smith is with me. And Debbie, you survived 6 kids and you have how many grandchildren?
Well, I have 4 and 1 on the way in November.
That is very exciting. And what do you tell grandparents concerning praying for their children and grandchildren?
We want to leave a legacy. We want the circle to be unbroken. And so we need to bathe our grandkids in prayer. The world is not the same as when we raised our children, and it's so much different. And we can come up and be prayer warriors on behalf of our kids and ask the Lord to put their heart toward Him and to guide them.
And what do you tell school teachers?
I want the school teachers to know that they're not alone either, that moms care. That there are people there to pray for them. And that they should not lose heart. God has put them exactly where He wants them to be to make a difference in our world.
To make a difference in our world. Moms in Prayer, how can people find out more?
We have a user-friendly website called momsinprayer.org that has all kinds of free resources, including those prayer sheets that I talked about. But you can go on there. You could find out about Moms in Prayer. You can register and they'll contact you and let you know about groups and if there are groups in your area.
And that's Moms in Prayer International. Debbie Smith has been my guest. So Debbie, how did you discover Moms in Prayer?
Actually, we lived in rural Missouri and I never heard about it. But when we moved closer to the St. Louis area, someone invited me to a group and it changed my life. Praying scripture is powerful when you take the scriptures and prayer. It just is dynamic.
And it helps you memorize scripture. So when you need it, you have it there. Momsinprayer.org is the website. Debbie, thanks so much for coming today to share on Encounter. And moms, we have so much to pray for. Grandparents, we have so much to pray for. Wait till you hear our next interview about a law that's being contested concerning your children. If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlick.com or email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlick.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlickspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlick's website, email her at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com.